Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, where we bring you the very latest in the ever-expanding world of digital assets. I'm your host, John. Today, we are looking at the intersection between traditional finance, known as TradFi, and the new kid on the block, digital assets, or DeFi. How are you, Sarah?
I'm well, John. It's a pleasure to be with you and the DBM listeners again to help break down this powerful new combination in finance. This topic follows up well with Robin's Trojan Horse workshop, where we're seeing stablecoins bringing in trillions of dollars of new liquidity to Bitcoin.
That's right, Sarah. Something equally powerful that's been making waves in the Bitcoin community recently is the concept of fixed income securities backed by Bitcoin treasuries. Specifically, what companies such as MicroStrategy, 21, and Metaplanet are spearheading. To start us off, Sarah, could you explain what's happening with these new financial instrument models?
Sure. What we're seeing is the creation of a new type of fixed income security. Think of it like a bond or preferred equity. MicroStrategy, for example, has issued something called STRC, which is a type of preferred equity. The key here is that it's designed to be a stable, dollar-denominated asset, almost like a high-yield savings account or a money market fund. Its price is pegged so that it doesn't fluctuate, making it a viable alternative to holding U.S. dollars.
That's fascinating. So how does Bitcoin fit into all of this?
Great question. In fact, that's the most innovative part. When an investor buys a share of this newly issued stock, say STRC, MicroStrategy in this example, takes those dollars and immediately uses them to purchase more Bitcoin. So instead of financing traditional credit markets, which is what usually happens with the money you put into a savings account, these new dollars are being used to acquire Bitcoin. Now your funds are accretive, not deflationary, as they've been in the past with fiat currency.
So it's essentially creating a new pipeline for capital to flow into Bitcoin, or more importantly, sound money.
Exactly. It creates a powerful feedback loop. As more people invest in these dollar-denominated instruments, more Bitcoin, sound money, is purchased off the open market, which in turn can drive up the value and attract even more investors. This isn't just a theoretical concept either. Other well-established TradFi companies like Swan Scientific, Cantor, and SmarterWeb are already adopting similar strategies all over the world.
So who is able to participate in this? Is this something only for large institutions, or can regular people who are quickly learning how to use these tools in their existing digital asset businesses also get involved?
That's another key aspect, John. This is accessible to a wide range of investors, from large financial institutions all the way down to retail investors. This broad accessibility is what makes this so transformative. DBM believes that if this machine continues to scale at the pace we have seen to date, it could lead to a very rapid repricing of Bitcoin itself. Hence, our digital asset balance sheets will grow even faster. This then allows access to more and more sophisticated ways to drive our monthly yields in both DeFi and TradFi, a true win-win for the established digital business masters model.
It sounds like a significant development. What are the potential long-term implications of this in the broader financial landscape?
The implications are huge, John. We could be looking at a future where a significant portion of what we currently consider cash or cash equivalents on balance sheets is actually linked to Bitcoin, which itself is a hyper-connected asset. A globally connected balance sheet, if you will. We expect accessing existing TradFi funds to fundamentally alter the demand dynamics for Bitcoin and accelerate its adoption as a mainstream financial asset, a route to sound money born directly out of the failing fiat currency system. Those who own the center of the supply, Bitcoin, get to benefit the most.
Wow. Powerful stuff for sure, Sarah. What an incredibly insightful conversation. Thank you so much for breaking this down for us. I'm so pleased the DBM team are on top of these cutting-edge moves as we work to consolidate the past few years of digital asset accumulation and prepare to move into a future involving these increasingly sophisticated products.
My pleasure, John. It's an exciting time in the world of digital assets and finance, and I agree, to be at the cutting edge is a real privilege.
Well, that's all the time we have for today for this episode of the DBM podcast. A big thank you to the DBM community for tuning in. Remember, if you're looking for further insight into what we discuss in the DBM podcast, reach out to your DBM coach via the hub. We also have a full schedule of workshops and workspaces every week at dbm.academy. See the show notes for access and subscription options. See you next time.